afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, since we've talked last time, I hope you all have had a great week. I hope you all are well. I'm well. My wife is battling a little bit of a cold. She's had a little stuffy nose and not feeling 100%, but she's on the mend now, and so far I have avoided it. So, knock on wood, I hope to continue to avoid getting any sort of stuffy nose or any cold of any kind, because that's just no fun. You don't feel yourself when you're a little bit under the weather, and it's just no good to be down with a little bit of a cold. But she hasn't had a fever or anything like that, so I don't think it's the big C word. I don't think it's the big COVID word, so that's good. Yeah, that's good, so. All right, well, hey, it's a major cool-off today compared to what we've had, isn't it? 27 degrees right now outside our studios here on South Prospect Street at WWGH Radio. And it was sure nice Monday night. The wife and I got some carryout from El Campesino's Mexican restaurant, and we took it to the park to eat it because we always like to go there and just watch the activity at the hospital and watch the activity at the park and see what goes on. And the park was quite busy out there at McKinley Park, and folks were enjoying the new toy area out there, the new park area that they've put in. And there was a lot of cars out there. Of course, it wasn't raining at that time on Monday. The rain didn't move until, Tuesday. But it was just a nice day. Folks were enjoying it. Of course, yesterday was nice temperature-wise, and then, boom, all of a sudden, as Adam said, we had a change, didn't we? But that's the way Ohio goes for you. Well, today we have trivia like usual. Being Offbeat News and Trivia, I guess we'd better. And I'm giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread. And we just had Panera Bread last week and got myself the Bacon Turkey Bravo Sandwich. And that is a good, good sandwich. And then, of course, broccoli and cheddar soup, which was really, really good out there. But they have a lot of things to choose from that are really delicious out there at Panera Bread. So that's what we're giving away today, a $25 Panera Bread gift card. Here's how it works. Everybody's welcome to call. All you need to do for a chance to win is call me and answer a trivia question. I will then put you in a drawing. And then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner and find out who our big winner is going to be. And then if you're the winner, I will send this gift certificate in the mail right to you, right to your mailbox. How's that sound? Hey, I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. And we want to thank Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very much that he's sticking with us throughout the 2022 year. What did you have fun with that yesterday being 2/22/22? I saw on Facebook everybody's having a good time with that. That was quite the date. And then you might have saw that that the planet Pluto was in the exact same position that it was on July 4th, 1776 yesterday. So that was kind of neat as well. So, yeah, kind of a cool day yesterday. But today's a new day. Today is a good day. And today is a day for trivia, and that's what we're going to play. 740-383-9944 is my number. That's 740-383-9944. And here's the trivia questions that we have for you. What year did the Empire State Building first open? What year did the Empire State Building first open? How much did a pack of gum cost approximately in 1962? How much did a pack of gum approximately cost in 1962? What's the most expensive property in a Monopoly game? What's the most expensive property in a Monopoly game? One of the world's most famous car races is called what? It was just held, actually. What is one of the world's most famous car races? In American football, a team gets 6 points for what? In American football, a team gets 6 points for what? 740-383-9944. We're giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it Boardwalk?
It's a Boardwalk, that's right. How are you today?
I'm just fine, and you?
Doing good, doing good. Are you trying to stay warm today since the temperature changed on us?
Yes, I am.
I know it. I was ready for spring. So I was hoping that I was hoping that groundhog was right.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
That's right. Thanks, Judy C. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All righty, you're next on the line, 740-383-9944. How many dimples are there in a golf ball? How many dimples are there in a golf ball? The most common eye color in the world is what? The most common eye color in the world is what? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, that would be 6 points for a touchdown.
6 points for a touchdown. How you doing today, Lee?
Oh, not too bad. How's your car going?
Well, the car has not acted up since that last week that it decided it wasn't going to start on me. So, fortunately, I haven't had to take it to the shop or anything because it has decided to start. So, I'm hoping I'm lucky.
You're going to be worried to death whenever you take it out of town or something. Like
that. I know. Fortunately, I never hardly take it out of town. I usually keep it on local runs. So.
Yeah, trip away?
No, but I do have emergency roadside on my insurance.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah, I just got an 800 number I call and say, help, and they can come and get me.
Well, if it's not acting up, it'd be awful hard for them to find, so there's no sense in taking it to the...
Taking
it to the shop, really. I mean, you might be able to find it, but...
Yeah, I've done that before with other problems, and the mechanic says, I just can't get it to do anything. You'll just have to come back, so...
Right.
I guess I'll just have to wait till I'm dead in the water. See what happens.
Well, give Scott a call when you need a ride or something.
Yeah, I'll just call Scott. Say, hey, Scott, I need some help, buddy. That's right. staying warm today, Lee?
Yeah, it's pretty hard today, isn't it?
It is. It's cold outside. I had to grab the old winter coat out. And
we got that old snow coming our way again.
Snow coming again. So, yeah, I guess I better dust off my snow shovel again. I didn't put it away. It's still out. So
it seems like every year we get more snow at the end of the year. End of winter than we do at the beginning of winter.
I know. It seems like it starts up in February, doesn't it?
Yeah, February, March. You know, we can still get snow in March.
I know. It's crazy.
Scott was talking about, I think today, that we got snow in April one time.
Yeah, we did. I remember that. Yeah. Old Mother Nature.
Well, Buckeye Chuck saw a shadow, so we should be over this here pretty soon.
That's right. I hope he doesn't let us down.
Yeah, I think he saw a shadow or didn't see one of those things.
Yeah, so hopefully it says the prediction is always 6 more weeks of winter or right around the corner, so we shouldn't be at 6 weeks, so we should be pretty quick here.
Right.
Absolutely. All right, Lee. Well, I got you all signed up, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Nate.
Hey, thanks for calling. Good talking to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. 4:27 on a Wednesday afternoon. Nate Redmond here. Hey, here's a little announcement. My birthday is on March the 9th. Of course, that falls on a Wednesday. So here from 4 to 5, you're welcome to come down to 523 South Prospect Street for some dessert and stop in and say hello. I'm going to be opening up the studio. Of course, the studio is open anyways during that time for prize pickups. But from 4 to 5 on March the 9th, come down to 523 South Prospect Street and stop in for some dessert and to say hello. So I'll be making that announcement several times, but that's on March the 9th. Happens to be my birthday right on a Wednesday. Hi, we're on the air.
Was the gum a Nicola pack?
It was. A Nicola pack is a correct answer. That is right. You got it.
How about are the eyes blue?
Not blue, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right, you're next on the phone, 740-383-9944. How fast do they say air rushes out of your nose when you sneeze? How fast do they say air rushes out of your nose when you sneeze? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it brown for the eyes?
It is brown for the eyes. That's a correct answer. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Is this Judy Smith?
Yes, it is.
All right, Judy Smith. It's good to hear from you today. And you're staying nice and warm out there then?
No, I went grocery shopping for Lee, and then I went and let some dogs out for somebody that works all day. So I've been out in the cold.
Oh, you've been out in the cold. Okay. Yeah, it's about 27 here in Marion, so it's a cool one out there for sure.
Well, so. I was out in the county with the dogs outside.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's even colder out there, I'll bet.
Have a nice day.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot, Judy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Your heart is said to be the size of what? Your heart is said to be the size of what? Why does your foot fall asleep? Why does your foot fall asleep? Giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread today. 740-383-9944 is my number. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be the Daytona 500 race.
The Daytona 500, yes, indeed. How are you today, Miss Becky?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. Are you prepared for the snow that's coming?
I don't know. About as good as expected, was ready for it.
I know it. I was ready for no more snow, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think all of us were.
Yep. I was ready for that groundhog to be right and spring to start. I'll take it spring in February. I'll take that.
Yeah, I will too. Yeah.
That's a couple of nice days there. The 50 degrees felt pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
I got out the lighter jacket, and it was nice being out and about. I'll tell you, it was nice stepping out and not having that cold blast at you.
Yeah, that sure was.
Absolutely. Well, good talking to you, Miss Becky, and I'll get you all signed up.
You too. You have a good day now.
Hey, you too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're right at 4:30. One half an hour left of listening to the show. We appreciate it. Don't forget the show with no name with myself and Pastor Craig and Terry Tackett coming up 5:15 until 6 o'clock, live at 5, the show with no name. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, is the sneeze rushing out of the nose, is that 110 mile an hour?
It's close enough. 100 miles an hour is what they say. Yes, indeed. How you doing today, Mr. Scott?
Oh, man, I am doing pretty good now. I'm back inside the house.
All right. Oh, had to get out and about a little bit then.
Yeah, I had to go get my granddaughter at school.
Okay, all right. So you're back in where the heat is.
Yes, sir.
That's even better. Even better. Yes, sir. 27 degrees feels pretty cool after about, what was it, about 59?
Yeah,
57?
Well, that's Ohio for you.
Yeah, that's Ohio for you. That's the beautiful state in which we live.
Yep. You don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. It'll change.
It'll change on you, that's for sure. I'll tell you, the weathermen definitely have quite the job predicting this stuff.
Oh, yeah, I never pay attention to the weathermen. I just look at the radar and see what's coming my way.
Yep. Well, that's what you got to do, because that's the best indicator of what's about to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, they can't tell you exactly. They can just say, well, this is on its way, but we're not really sure where it's going to fall.
Yeah, it seems like stuff always shifts to the north or to the south, or, you know, you just never know till it gets there. Then when it's about to hit, it'll hit when it hits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just wait and see, then adapt to the situation.
That's right. If you need the snow shovel, then you need the snow shovel.
Yeah, but let's hope we don't need the snow shovel.
I hope not. That's not one of my favorite things to do.
In Ohio, we're liable to have snow in July. We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah. We have no idea, do we?
Nope. Not till you wake up and look outside.
That's right. Then you'll figure out what you got. Then you can take your stick out there and measure it then.
Yep, you're either measuring snow or mud.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Yeah, with the rain we get sometimes, that's what you're measuring is. You're measuring the mud, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this weather's crazy.
Yeah, it sure is.
Depends on nothing.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Mr. Scott. Well, I got you all signed up, and good talking to you. And,
yeah, nice talking to you too, Nate. I'll be listening to your Live at 5 show with no name.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, buddy.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. And we got the question there, and yes, a sneeze comes out of your mouth. They say just about 100 miles per hour is what they say. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, yep. Good. Yep.
May not be tomorrow or Friday, but today I'm okay.
Today we're good.
Right.
Yeah. It's just cold today. Yep. Yep. We can walk around in this.
Yep. So we're going to see the last three Cardinals today, right?
Find out what the last three Cardinals look like here with Pastor Craig's Cardinal Tour. Yes, indeed. Yeah, he'll have that for us for today, and then he's gonna maybe tour something else in Marion after this. Find out what else we might want to look at.
Speaking of that, I see where they got a new downtown, promoter. Tries to bring different things down to downtown and.
Yeah.
Yep. It's one of my cousins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And I didn't realize. I read the article in today's paper that got three cousins. It's one of them's the head of the Historical Society.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Brandy Wilson and Ellen Wilson's a new. And then another one of my cousins, the head of Marion Matters.
Oh, Marion Matters, right? Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that until I read the article.
Oh, you got some people that are involved sure.
They talked about my aunt and uncle that they said that they're the ones that started the Meals on Wheels in Marion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's some great programs around out there, for sure. Downtown is getting revitalized,
It is. It's good. It'd be nice to have one single big draw of some sort.
It would.
We got a lot of restaurants and stuff, but, we don't have that single big draw that brings a lot of people down. Where a lot of towns have that, it's tough when you don't have any big spaces left over that a bigger business could, establish. So,
right, it is, and it's interesting to sit back and watch people put their thinking caps on and figure out what exactly is going to go down there next.
Yep.
for sure. And but, hats off to the people that are trying their best at it,
right.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, grateful for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Revitalizing this town.
Right. Well, your heart's about the size of your fist.
Yeah, it's about the size of the fist.
Yep,
sure is.
Well, I'll be listening next hour.
All right. Well, we appreciate that very much.
Yep.
And
so we're doing good. We got our birthdays on Wednesday, huh?
We did.
Mine was on Wednesday.
Yeah, you're on
and
Wednesday.
And I think Pastor's on Wednesday last week.
Yep, Pastor Craig was on Wednesday as well. So mine winds up on a Wednesday too.
Yeah. So won't be next year, but.
This is,
it'll move on.
This is the year.
Right. Yeah.
For sure.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Nate.
Hey, take care, and good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and just as a reminder, we're going to do a little bit of an open house here during my birthday, March the 9th. We're going to have some desserts in here, and you can stop by 523 South Prospect Street here at the station. We're open during that time, anyhow, for prize pickup, so you can stop in and say hello during my birthday, during those open hours that we're open anyhow for the station, March the 9th. So we'll have some desserts in here and have some fun, and so you can stop by and say hello while we're doing the show here at WWGH. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello there, Mr. Nate.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing about half.
Yep, understand the feeling for sure.
Yeah, we picked you up coming out of Osiris.
Oh, great. Just out of the city limits then?
No, we was in just coming around where the split is to 98 to Route 4.
Oh, great. Okay. Picked us up right there.
Yeah, I picked you up there and just come right on in and, you know, listening to you.
Okay. Well, that is pretty good right there.
Yeah. You want me to pass them cards around?
Oh, hey, if you want to, go right ahead. If you know anybody to pass those around, go right ahead.
Sure will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, your heart's as big as your fist.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yep, I just put those cards in to the folks that been sending out, the folks that win a gift card. I've just been popping those in there, and whatever you want to do with them, why, it's up to you. So.
Yeah, because, see, I pass it around anyways, but, like, you know, right now with the swap shop and stuff, the way it is, but got some men in our neighborhood that when I go around to them, I tell them there, but I don't have any information to give them, you know, like if we had the flyers or something when I go around to these sales and stuff to give them, they would realize to do that.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have a little card like that, wouldn't it, for that?
Yeah, something, you know, for a little advertising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We decided to get those made up, and we got a bunch of them made up, so figured we'd distribute those a little bit to you guys that win, and if you'd like to help us out a little bit, well, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's what I tell them when I listen to, you know, because I listen to your next show, too, because you guys are a bunch of comedians.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, depends on the day.
Yeah, but, I'll do that then, and I'll get out of here, and maybe somebody else want to get in, but wanted to let you know. I'll get them done.
All right, and hey, I'm glad you picked us up that far up north there. So
yeah, I usually try when I get there.
Know.
I pick up, seems like sometimes better than others do, but coming out of Delaware down there by that one car lot they have up on the hill, I picked it up one night, and it sounded really good coming out of there, but they usually say it's a park, but I've done better than that.
Oh, done a little better than that then. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Good. It's good to know our signal's getting out there then.
Yep. I've been around. I'll talk to Scott in the morning sometimes. I'll be somewhere, you know, and call him in, tell him.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll get out of here, and you have a good one, and be safe going home.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so here's the trivia questions we have right here. What year did the Empire State Building first open? What year did the Empire State Building first open? How many dimples are in a golf ball? How many dimples are in a golf ball? And why does your foot fall asleep? Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Is that lack of circulation in the foot is why it goes numb?
Yep, that's right, the lack of circulation. Good answer. All right, Judy Smith, we got you in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's 4:42 on a Wednesday afternoon. Nate Redmond here on Offbeat News and Trivia. We're giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread is what we are giving away today. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Well, that was you. Call back. We'll get you up on the air here. Well, hey, I've got some interesting things to share with you today, and we'll do that coming up in just a moment. Let's see if we can get this caller on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Are the dimples 64?
Not 64, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep, it's up well above 100. Well above 100 is how many dimples there are in a golf ball. All right, here's some offbeat fun facts for you. During the harsh 2015 U.S. winter, enterprising Kyle Waring of Manchester-by-the-Sea, Massachusetts, shipped historic Boston snow to people in warmer climates at a price of $89 for 6 pounds. Even if the snow had melted a little bit by the time it reached its destination, there was still enough left to make up 15 snowballs. A little way to make a little extra money right there. A supposedly worthless cat statue that Doreen Liddell had kept for years next to the fireplace at her home in Cornwall, England, turned out to be a 2,500-year-old Egyptian relic that sold at an auction in 2015 for $78,000. Dulles, Tucson, Arizona. Maria Delos of Tucson, Arizona, received a phone call from the Transportation of Security Administration at the Tucson International Airport to say that the luggage she had lost 20 years earlier had been found. Well, better late than never, I guess they say. Dean Smith of Scottsdale, Arizona, made a video of himself secretly proposing to his girlfriend, Jennifer Caselli, every day for a year. Each day he filmed himself holding up a whiteboard asking her to marry him, but the first she knew about it was when he played her the video on a family trip to Alaska. She did say yes. Rose and Prince Adams became the new owners of the Center Lovell Inn in Lovell, Maine, by writing a 200-word essay outlining their ambitions. The contest, which attracted thousands of entrants, was organized by previous owner Janice Sage, who herself won the inn in an essay writing competition in 1993. How do you like that? Write a paper? Get an inn. That's one way to run a hotel. Jenny Tay and Darren Ching, who both worked as undertakers in Singapore, posed for their wedding pictures inside a coffin. Well, a little unusual right there. 4:45. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you, Waldo Barbershop, for supporting today's broadcast. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, I wonder if that lady could wear those clothes 20 years later.
Yeah, that's a good question. See if the weight fluctuated any, you know it?
Right.
I you know, my weight has fluctuated over the years. I don't know. You know, 10 years ago, I'm different than I was now, for sure. 20 years ago, I definitely am.
You might have to donate those to Goodwill.
I might have to donate to Goodwill. That's a good one, Lee.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, buddy. All right. Hey, we've got our offbeat news stack right here for you. And an Idaho man held the plank position for 1 minute and caught 66 balls while alternating hands to break a Guinness World Record. Jonathan Hannon, a frequent collaborator of serial breaker raker David Rush, earned his first solo Guinness World Records title when he broke the mark for most alternating catches in 1 minute while planking. Rush, who has broken more than 250 Guinness records, said the original plan was for Hannon, who is ambidextrous, to do the throwing, but it ended up on the other side of the record when Rush discovered he had a hard time holding the plank position for the required length of time. Hannon managed to catch 66 tennis balls in the 1 minute time period. Rush said they only discovered after submitting their total that it was a one-person record, carrying Hannon to his first solo Guinness title. So David Rush is the one that always breaks all the world records, but this time it was his buddy, Jonathan Hollywood Hannon, that broke his first world record. Also this, a serial Guinness World Record breaker from Australia recaptured his former record by arranging six M&Ms into a vertical stack. Brendan Kelby, 22, previously stacked four M&Ms in 2020, equaling the record originally set by Italian Silvio Saba and making him the joint holder of the title. The record was broken in June 2021 when British man Will Cutbill created a stack of five M&Ms, and Rocco Marico of Italy became a joint holder of the record when he equaled the total the following month. Kelby recaptured the title by stacking six M&Ms into a tower that stood for at least 10 seconds at his home in Queensland. Quote, "I've decided to break this record because I'm a serial record breaker and I'm a versatile world record holder." And finally, students eating at a Louisiana State University dining hall had their meals interrupted when a raccoon dropped from above and ran loose through the building. Witnesses said the raccoon crashed through the ceiling of the 459 dining room dinner time Wednesday evening, and videos posted to social media show the raccoon running loose through the dining area as students climbed on the chairs and tables to avoid the animal. One video shared on Twitter by LSU students run a media station, Tiger TV, shows two men attempting unsuccessfully to capture the raccoon by using a trash can and a broom. Animal control officers were summoned to the dining hall and successfully escorted the raccoon back outside of the building. It is 4:50. We'll do our drawing in 5 minutes. We're giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread. And here's the trivia questions that we have. How many dimples are there in a golf ball? How many dimples are there in a golf ball? What year did the Empire State Building open? What year did the Empire State Building open? How about this? The mysterious Area 51 is part of a military base. What did many people likely mistake military test flights for? The mysterious Area 51 is part of a military base. What did many people likely mistake military tests for? Legend has it, this snow beast can kill you with one blow. What is another name for this famous monster, which most experts believe was really a bear? Who is known for his large signature on the Declaration of Independence? Who is known for his large signature on the Declaration of Independence? And those are our trivia questions for today. 740-383-9944 in 4 minutes. We'll give away this $25 gift card to Panera Bread. Coming up here at 5:15 to 6 o'clock, it's The Show With No Name with myself, Terry Tackin, and Pastor Craig. Pastor Craig, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Some folks are looking forward to that cardinal, this last three cardinals you're going to talk about.
What cardinals?
Yeah, what cardinals?
Oh, yeah, those cardinals.
Yeah, don't scare me like that. You better be prepared. That's coming up 5:15 to 6 o'clock. Hi, we're on the air.
Would they mistake the test flights for UFOs or the other way around?
Hey, that's right. Yeah, they mistaken for UFOs. That's right.
All right.
How you doing today?
just fine.
Good. And this Miss Janet.
It is.
All right. Good to hear from you. Good to
hear
from you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, take care of yourself now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, Pastor Craig, don't scare me like that. We've been promoting that Cardinals. You better have visited those last three. Because if you didn't, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to.
I couldn't get in to see the Pope, but I got to see the Cardinals.
I got you. And he's here today with jokes, so that's even better. Should be a good hour. Live at 5, the show with no name, 5:15 to 6 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. And just want to remind you again, couple weeks away, but on March 9th, my birthday, from 4 to 5, if you'd like to stop in and get some dessert and say hello during my program here, we'd love for you to do that. So that's what we're going on. My birthday falls on a Wednesday this year, so did Pastor Craig's, incidentally. My birthday falls on a Wednesday this year, and so just stop in and say hello here at 523 South Prospect Street on March the 9th, and we'll have some dessert for you. And my wife's going to make up something good. We'll maybe tell you what it is next week or something. If we don't know, it'll just be a surprise on that day. So put that in your mind there. March the 9th, stop by 523 South Prospect Street here at the WWGA Studios and get you some dessert and say hello. All right. 2 minutes left until we do our drawing. You're welcome to call here real quick and get in for our drawing. I want to tell you about my website. It's got Pastor Craig's Cardinals up there, too, at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Just scroll down on the right-hand side. You'll see his photo album there. And click on those, and you can scroll through and see the Cardinals that he has visited so far. And then later tonight, unless my internet sometimes gives me a little trouble in the evenings, so I have to wait and do it a different time of day, but sometime this week, I will have his last three posted there as well. So be looking for those at radionate.webs.com. I have Pastor Craig's Marion Cardinal Tours, what it's called, and you'll see those Cardinals posted there. And you can see the last three here later on this week, but you can see what he's visited so far and see what we're talking about right there on the website, radionate.webs.com. But it's my online companion to Offbeat News and Trivia. You can find recipes, trivia, Offbeat News pictures, and much more on that website. All right, we're 30 seconds away from doing our drawing. Want to thank everybody that called in. We're giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread. And we will deliver this right to your door. Actually, the mailman will, because I'm going to send it through the mail to you. And if you're the winner. And so I appreciate everybody that called in today. Thank you so, so very much. And so we'll shuffle everybody up. And here it is, 4:55. And the winner today is Judy Smith. Judy Smith, congratulations, you're the winner, and I do not have your address, Judy Smith, so as soon as I go off the air here at 5 o'clock, give me a call, and I will get your address jot down, and so I can send this gift card in the mail to you, because I checked my little address book here, and I do not have your address down. So, if you can call me here at 5 o'clock, just as soon as I go off the air at 5 o'clock, and we will get that address from you and get this sent in the mail. So, again, congratulations, Judy Smith, but thank you to everybody who phoned in. I want to say thanks to Lee, Judy C., thank you very much. Janet, thank you. Ralph, Ernie, Scott, Becky, appreciate it very much, everybody calling in to the program. If I miss somebody, that just means one of my notes stuck together, because I have everybody here in the stack, and I use sticky notes, because it just seems to be the easiest way for me to be able to figure things out. So if I've missed you, just means you got stuck in there with somebody else. So I appreciate everybody that phoned in to the program today. Well, we have just enough time to do our Ladies' Corner, and today I have have bacon and eggs pie. Bacon and eggs pie. You can find this on my Facebook page by going to facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. Here's what you need for bacon and eggs pie. 1 can refrigerated buttermilk biscuits, 2 tablespoons butter or margarine, 6 eggs, 1/3 cup of milk, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 3 ounces Philadelphia cream cheese cubed, 6 slices of bacon cooked and crumbled. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 375. Separate biscuits. Press on the bottom and upside of 9-inch pie plate. Bake 10 to 12 minutes or until lightly browned. Meanwhile, melt butter in medium skillet on low heat. Whisk eggs, milk, and seasons until blended. Pour into skillet. Cook 4 to 5 minutes or until eggs begin to set, stirring occasionally. Add cream cheese. Cook 3 to 4 minutes or until cream cheese is melted and eggs are completely set, stirring occasionally. Spoon egg mixture in a crust. Top with bacon. Again, you can find this recipe along with a picture at my Facebook page, facebook.com/RadioNate. That's facebook.com/RadioNate, and you can find it right up there. All right? Sound good? Very good. Well, the show with no name, live at 5, the show with no name is coming up straight ahead with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself right here on the radio for you. We're going to be talking Cardinals with Pastor Craig. I went someplace pretty cool that I want to tell you about as well. And I'll tell you the reason we went over to this place and then where we went too. So there's a kind of a two-part story to tell you there. And then whatever else we get into as well. We've had some emails from some folks out there, some of you folks out there that have been very encouraging. So please keep sending those emails. By the way, my email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Appreciate you sending those emails about the program. It's very encouraging, and we do love hearing from you. So stick around. The Show with No Name, live at 5. The Show with No Name coming up 5:15 to 6 o'clock. You don't want to miss whatever it is that we have to say today. And tell a friend or family member, say, hey, turn your radio on 107.1 FM, WWGH, or WWGH1071.com. Scroll down, click on Listen Live. You can listen on your phone or on the internet as well. I'll be here next week once again, 4:15 to 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia. One more time, March the 9th. Stop by the studio from 4 to 5 when we have our open hours anyhow for our prize pickups. We're going to be having some desserts for my birthday. My birthday's on March the 9th, so stop into the studio on March the 9th, 523 South Prospect Street. Have some dessert and say hello. So mark your calendar for March the 9th, 4 to 5 p.m. Stop by. Say hello. Love to see you. Okay. Life at 5, the show with no name, coming up momentarily. Keep it here.
Oh, okay. We've been wanting to hear from you.